is high and so am I. The stars are out and so will I be pretty soon. And I can tell you're mad at me. There you stand telling me goodbye.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. I'm Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, which today is sponsored by Darnell. Thanks, Darnell. You're the best sponsor ever. Much better than those other crappy sponsors. Today is Sunday, August 31st. It's exactly one day after the last time I did a show. Last night was my Saturday night show, which lasted almost 4 hours, or maybe more like 3.5 hours. But I managed to edit it down to just 2 hours for the podcast feed. So you're welcome, podcast people, for that edit, editing out over an hour worth of crap. But earlier today, I called some more of these gym people, and I said the exact same thing to all of them. I told them that our brand new manager is an author of a book about losing weight, and it's mandatory that they buy the book, and we're charging it to their account. That seemed hilarious enough to do that over and over and over. Unfortunately, most of the people didn't answer, but I got a few good ones in here. A few people that got pretty upset about the whole idea of them having to buy the manager's book. So I'm going to play those, and it's going to be a show. I just wanted to squeeze one more show in before September starts, so I can not feel bad about not doing enough shows this month. Let's check and see how many I've done. I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've done 7 shows, so this will be the 8th. So 8 isn't too bad. I mean, last month I was excited that I managed to do 12. This month I'm doing 8. That's not completely horrible, considering my 2-week vacation. So yay me! I don't get as big of applause as Darnell, because, you know, he's the sponsor. Anyway, here we go. Here's some phone calls to gym customers.
Hello?
Hello, is this Nicholas?
This is?
Hey, this is Brian. I'm with the gym. You were here yesterday?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know, we have a new manager here. I don't know if you're aware of this yet. His name is Frank Patterson.
And, no.
Oh,
didn't know that.
Yeah, he's just been here about a week now. He's actually an author, though. He's author of the book. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. And
okay.
He's making it mandatory that everyone that's a member here buys a copy of the book just to help them with their workout and stuff. So we're just going to go ahead and charge that onto your account for this month.
No thanks, man. So, that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, it's already, like, we've already put it through. I don't know if you've noticed the charge yet.
Well, dude, I'm just going to go through Wells Fargo and cancel it. It's all good.
Well, you can't just cancel it. You've got an agreement with
us.
I can easily
do that.
No, you have a contract with us.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the contract where you guys can just charge products on
it. Oh, no. Did you actually read the contract?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, no, actually, the reason I'm calling, like, we've already charged that. I'm just letting you know. I just wanted to know, would you like to buy a second copy, maybe for, like, a family member or a friend?
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, it's a good book. I can vouch for Frank. It's a very good book. I've read it. Oh, I've read about half of it.
Fuck off, man.
Hey.
Fuck off.
Hey, no, bye. Hey. You can't say that to me.
Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to... our manager, we have a new manager here. He's having us call everyone up and just let you know. Like, he's the author of a book. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. His name's Frank Patterson. And it's a mandatory thing. Everyone has to buy a copy of the book, like all the members. So we're going to be charging that to your account today.
What?
It's a book. It's going to help you work out better and lose weight and stuff.
And this is a joke, right?
Oh, no. And the next time you come in, we'll give you a copy of the book. It's a hard copy, and it'll be signed by the author, Frank Patterson, who is our manager here.
So you're charging me for a book whether I want it or not?
Yeah, well, it's in your contract. It's just part of the membership, basically.
What are you talking about?
It's a part of the membership fee, basically. It's a book. It's a hard copy book, and it'll help
what
you...
What membership fee are you talking about? I've been on a month-to-month for the last 7 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What contract are you talking about to where there's a book in the contract?
Well, no, the contract says we can charge extra fees as we see fit.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, no, not at all. But yeah, he's been our manager here for about a week and a half now.
I could care less if he's the president of the United States. I don't want a book, and I'm not going to be charged for it.
Oh, no, you've already been charged. You'll probably see it on your bank account.
Yeah, we're going to have a problem with that. I'm going to tell you right now. This isn't going to fly, bro.
Well, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, no one else has had a problem.
That you're giving me a book that I don't want, and you're charging me for it?
Well, no, you'll want the book. It's a really good book, and it'll show you how to work out.
No, I don't want the book.
No, you haven't even seen the book yet, so I don't know how
I don't care. I don't need to see the book. If I wanted the book, I'd buy the book.
The book, okay, you should look it up on Amazon at least. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way.
I don't care about the book. I don't need his knowledge, okay? I've got plenty of my own knowledge.
You can never have too much knowledge.
Yeah, okay. Listen, the fact of the matter is I'm not buying the book, period.
Well, you've already bought it. It's in your contract.
If you decide to add this to my account, I will cancel my account immediately.
Not after 7 years. Come on.
Yeah, I will after 7 years. Over this BS, you're damn right I will.
You're being ridiculous.
There's plenty other gyms for me to work out at. There's no way in hell I'm allowing you to charge me for a book that I did not want, I did not ask for.
You'll change your mind once you see the book.
I'm not going to change my mind about anything.
He's going to sign it to you personally.
I see a charge on my account. I'm walking in that very same fucking day, and I'm canceling my account. There's no way in hell this is going
to
happen.
He's going to sign it to you personally. It's going to say, Christopher,
shit.
Keep on treadmilling. Your author, Frank Patterson. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Put your mouth to the microphone part so I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's David from the gym.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. Hey, listen, we got a new manager here. A new manager for the gym.
Cool.
And yeah, did I wake you up? You're hard to understand.
Oh, no. You didn't wake me up or anything. Like, I just checked my phone real fast.
You're just stoned? You're stoned or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. My phone's kind of messed up.
Oh, I see.
But,
yeah, our new manager here at the gym, he's an author. He's like the author of the book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way, and his name's Frank Patterson.
For sure.
And I just wanted to let you know that it's mandatory that all members buy a copy of the book. So we're just going to add that.
Terminated.
Well, no, don't worry about that. We're reinstating your account, and we're going to go ahead and charge you for the month.
But my thing is, I still don't understand why I was terminated.
Oh, because you're a deadbeat. Like, you know, you didn't have enough money in your account. But we're just going to wait till we're going to keep trying over and over till the money's in there. But we're also going to add the price of this new book, $29.95, self-published by Frank Patterson. And we're going to charge that to your account as well.
But, see, my thing was, yesterday when we had this discussion, you said that I got kicked out for blood doping.
Oh, just don't even worry about that. I was drunk last night.
Most days, for sure.
No, speak up. Speak into the microphone. It's not your phone, it's you.
Yeah, but hold on. See, who am I speaking to?
See, now I can hear you just fine. It's because you're moving the phone away from your mouth.
I mean, but who am I speaking to, by the way?
You have to be old enough to understand how to use a cell phone properly, right? Like, you're not 14 or anything, right?
But who is this, by the way?
My name is Roy. I'm with the gym.
For sure. Just like... I just kind of want to know who I was speaking to, by the way, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah, of course. All right, yeah, so just to let you know, we'll be charging your account soon, and you can come back to the gym.
No worries. The thing is, I was probably going to cancel it anyways after this recent event, so...
No, we're going to go ahead and charge, so you have another month to decide, and you're going to get this free book.
I don't really have a use for losing weight on the book thing, but it's all good, man. No worries.
Don't you know how to read?
I certainly do. I'm in college, and I'm going to dental school, so yes, I know how to read, but okay. I'm no longer interested after recent events, but thank you, man.
But hey, you can't afford not to be healthy.
Yeah, and I'm paying to go to this gym and school as well, so I'll just use the gym on campus.
No, yeah, but in the long run, it's going to cost more money because you're going to be unhealthy and you're going to, you know, you're going to get all fat.
I mean, I haven't been to this gym over here in like about a month or two, so I'll be fine. I find ways to work out, man.
Okay, well, we're still going to charge you for this month. I'm gonna try and charge it right now. And he hung up. I did not mean to call that guy back again. That's someone I talked to Saturday night. Oops, I guess I forgot to delete the number. I blame Darnell for this fully. On behalf of Darnell, everyone, I apologize for causing me to make this mistake. Please accept Darnell's apology. You know, I bet I have voicemails. I'm sure I have voicemails, because I stopped playing them on the last show. Or two shows ago, I guess that was. Let's see what these voicemails are. There's still a bunch of them left from vacation. I'll just play a couple of them and see what they are.
Hey, RBCP, this is Maximus Jaximus, and I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm going to be in Salina, Ohio at the beginning of September wedding, because that's where my family is from. I'm going to see if I can give you a call and leave a voicemail on here from a local number up there. That is, if I don't get cancer from Grand Lake first or die from some kind of sewage that's been dumped in that cesspool. Anyway, have a great day.
That's pretty exciting. Salina, Ohio. Holy crap. I know most listeners probably don't understand the significance of Salina, Ohio, but I've lived in that city a couple different times. And in the Phone Losers book... there was a whole chapter dedicated to just this insane beige boxing adventure in Salina, Ohio, which was mostly based on fiction. I didn't really wire 50 phone lines into my bedroom and terrorize the old lady next door. That happened in a different state.
Yo, this D-Frozen, I'm a rapper, I'm a fan of PLA.
Oh, you're just like Nico and D-Glad,
cactus,
the rappers.
Cactus, motherfucking Cactus. If you want to play some of my music on your show, just go to soundcloud.com/D-Frozen.
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going right now. Typing it in. Oh, there he is. He sure looks like a rapper. Oh, look, his latest track has 420 views. That's such a rapper number. That looks like his most popular, so... Does his beats have, like, copyright watermarks in it? This doesn't sound like the same guy in the voicemail. I'm skeptical that this is the same person.
I'm just spitting venom and I'm mixing hot adrenaline. It's the best that it's ever been. Victory is my medicine. Good and bad, devil and common sense was irrelevant. Went from a flat pelican to the best ever specimen. From living in a tenement to bigger than an elephant. Lower down my pen again, and plus my code is red again. Don't want this to end again. I'm farther north than Edmonton. This is the frozen regimen. My dollar bills are genuine.
Okay, that's enough. I actually liked it. I mean, that was like good flow, I guess. I could barely understand you over the music, but good stuff. Oh yeah, you have more voicemail.
And that's soundcloud.com/D-Frozen. Alright, so you want to check out my music? I'm a big fan of PLA. I also got a phone joke for you right now. I was like...
Another person stealing Olga's shtick.
Hold on, I had it for a second.
Look what you started,
like,
Olga.
I think I got it. Hold on. I'm gonna just make one up. what's the difference between a phone? Just fucking never mind. Cactus, motherfucker. Bye.
Best joke ever. Oh, I forgot. There we go. Okay, one more. Just one more. And that's it, because D-Frozen ate up all the voicemail time with his music.
Hello, Brad. It's your old pal, Daryl, from Maryland. It's been a few days since we lost one of the great actors and great comedians of all time, Robin Williams, and certainly all seriousness.
It's been weeks.
Whether you liked
Where have you been?
Mork and Mindy, or whether you liked anything, you have to feel sad about how it happened. Now, to start off on a sad note, is there any way you could incorporate, tastefully, that is, Robin Williams material into an upcoming show? I don't know, maybe if you want to play some pre-recorded Mork and Mindy clips, some famous zingers, one-liners from some of his movies. Thought it'd be interesting, and do it tastefully. Obviously, we're not going to make fun. The man did commit suicide, and it was a serious matter, and it's very sad. Very
this
sad.
Is not
whether
a serious
like
show.
Not, who's suffering, and that, you know, it's, you know, we're not going to make fun of that, but I just thought if you might want to do that, it's a topical thing. It's certainly headlining the news. And also, I just finished watching a couple of the videos, the opening videos, where you opened up some packages from Andrea and Travis and all, and the only thing I would say is that if you're going to put the Pop Rocks in your ass, just record it. Put it up there. I'd like to see how that turns out. All right. Love it all. Cactus.
It was just too embarrassing. I couldn't put it up. Okay, since you want to depress everyone with Robin Williams stuff, I'm going to do it. I saw a really nice tribute video, and this may or may not be the one that I found, but I'm going to play it on YouTube. Here it is.
Please, don't worry so much. Because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth. Life is fleeting.
What have you turned my show into?
And if you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky. When the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the blackness, turning night into day, make a wish.
And it goes on for 20 more seconds, but screw that. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I liked Robin Williams. Oh, and speaking of getting things in the mail, that guy mentioned the videos of things that I get in the mail. I always post videos on youtube.com/rbcp, my personal YouTube channel. And when I returned from my vacation, I had this gigantic stack of boxes sitting on the kitchen table when I got home, and just tons and tons of nice things. One was Mistress Morgan. She sent me 6 boxes of Captain Crunch berries, like Captain Crunch cereal with the berries in them, which thankfully I actually like. Maybe she heard me mention that and decided to get me some Captain Crunch berries. But guess what I've had for breakfast every single day since I've been back. So yeah, thanks, Mistress Morgan, for the diabetes. And there was other stuff. Jonathan Harchick, who I've already done a YouTube video of me unboxing his weird-ass shit, he sent me another giant box with random things in it, like underwear, like boxer shorts, I think it was, and more LED lights, and an old 80s-looking phone. I think it might have been the phone from the video, the I Freak Alone video. One of the phones that was in that video that he sent me footage for. And then he sent me a bunch of smaller letters, and he had, like, fake gift cards getting my hopes up, sending me gift cards that were empty. And then one of the letters had a picture of Bill Cosby in it, nothing else. So thanks for all that, Jonathan. Carl Sanders, he sent me a nice card with bears on it, like he always does. And enclosed in the card were 3 pennies, 3 cents, his donation to the show. He should be a show sponsor, because, yay, 3 cents. I think last time I complained because he sent me plastic money. He sent me, like, you know, toy money. This time it was real money, real pennies, which are probably worth less than the plastic pennies. And I'm looking at the card right now. He tells me to clean my house and for IRC to post a link to my current shows in their welcome message. And I agree, goddammit, IRC. Post a link to my current shows in your welcome message. I'm not sure what he means by that, really, but I don't think Enigma's gonna change the welcome message, you know, 3 times a week whenever I do a show. FBI voice changer guy sent me a check for 50 cents, which I said I was going to cash, and I never did. So now he sent me another check for $1.19, and at least he's sending me checks that are worth more than the postage to send me the check. But yeah, I guess I should go to the bank. I know it's just a trick. He just wants to get my bank account number and drain my dozens of dollars, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to cash those checks. I promise. Somebody sent me a poster for an old 80s movie starring Whoopi Goldberg called The Telephone, which I have never seen. I remember back in the 80s I would see it on cable television, like flipping through channels, but it never looked interesting enough to stop and actually watch it, even though it was called The Telephone. And as far as I could tell, there was no card on that one from anyone. I don't know who that came from. Maybe it was on the return label. I don't know. I'll have to check. And the evil monkey, he sent me two cans of liquid beverage. One is it's a cactus cooler. People send me pictures of cactus coolers in their grocery stores every once in a while. So I've heard of cactus coolers. I've just never seen one in person. And I drank it. It's good stuff. And the other one was Dieter's ginger ale. And there's a significance to Dieter. And I'm always surprised when people know who Dieter is. But he's a guy from the old PLA issues, and RTF did a song about him a few years back. So thanks, Evil Monkey, and everyone else sending me random crap. Oh, and I almost forgot, Utah Kurt. He also sent me a gigantic bag of Captain Crunch Berries. So I don't know if Mistress Morgan is impersonating Utah Kurt, or if they're just conspiring against me to give me diabetes and kill me. But yeah, thanks, Utah Kurt, for the Captain Crunch. I will get around to eating it eventually, someday, after I run out of Mistress Morgan's Captain Crunch. But there, I just said all that, now I don't have to open your stuff on video, right? I mean, I opened it already, obviously. But I did put pictures up on Phone Loser's Facebook of some of these things. Crazy things people are sending me. I only have two more calls to play. I had a third one, but I listened to it again and it's kind of boring and I don't want to play the whole thing because it's only funny till the very end. Maybe I'll just play the very end of it. But here are the last two calls from today. Two more people who are really not interested in buying Frank's book.
Hello?
Hello, Frank?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know, we have a new manager. He's making us call up all the members and just let him know. But he's like an author of a book, our new manager. It's called How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. And
yeah, I've been trying to lose about 25 pounds.
Oh, that's good. Well, he's making it mandatory that all of our members buy the book. So we're going to be charging that on your account today.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm just calling to let you know that we've already done it.
No, I'm nothing. Well, you can't charge on my account because there's nothing to charge it to.
What do you mean there's nothing to charge it to?
I'm not on credit card with you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, you owe us $29.95 then?
No, not going to pay us.
Well,
can't do that.
It's mandatory. It's a part of the gym membership now.
Then just cancel my membership.
Well, no, we don't want you to do that. It's just, it's a book. It's going to help you lose that
20.
It's going to help you lose that 25.
I'm not paying it.
Listen.
I don't need to buy a book. You can't do that.
Well, you obviously do if you need to lose 25 pounds. That's a lot of weight.
I can do it. Well, you don't know how big I am.
You said 25 pounds you need to lose.
No, I don't need the book, and there's no way to charge my account because I don't have a credit card with you guys.
Okay, well, you have to pay. Like, can you bring your checkbook next time you come in?
No.
And we're going to give you a copy of the book.
I don't want it.
He's a self-published author. His name's Frank Patterson.
I don't care who he is.
Have you heard of him?
I don't care who he is.
Have you heard of Frank Patterson?
No. I don't care who he is.
Because, I mean, he's been an author.
You know, it's pressure, and it's unethical that you do this. And it's Sunday night.
He's been an author for over 2 years now. I thought maybe you'd heard of him.
I don't care. No. I don't care.
Okay. Well, it's very important that you buy the book if you want to continue your membership with us.
No, I don't need the membership.
Yes, you do. You need the membership and the book. They work together.
No, I get memberships other places.
I don't think...
You can't do that.
Why would you have separate gym memberships at other places? That's a waste of money.
It's got to be convenient. No, it isn't.
Yes.
I get tired of you guys. I get tired of the other guys.
Well, maybe...
Don't argue with me. I'm the customer. I'm right. You're not.
That sounds like you just have mental issues or something. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, we'll find out who has mental issues when I come in.
Oh, is that a threat?
No, it's a promise. We'll meet and we'll see which one has mental problems.
Okay, you need to bring your checkbook when you come in because you have to buy this book. It's part of the membership.
I don't have to do anything.
It's a part of the fees.
No, I don't have to do anything.
You signed
it. Okay, well then, I don't pay anything.
It doesn't matter that we don't have your credit card. You signed a contract, and you owe us $29.95.
Well, turn over to collection agency then.
Well, maybe we
will.
I
never agreed to pay the book.
I never agreed
to any of that.
You didn't read your contract. Apparently, you didn't read your contract.
Well, it's been a while.
Is that why you don't want the book? You're not a big reader?
I am not a big reader. I don't read that stuff. Well, anyway, Sunday night, you're messing up my Sunday night.
What are you doing tonight?
Doesn't make any difference what I'm doing.
Well, no, I need to know. It's for my records.
I don't need to know.
Write it down.
I'm talking to you, which is what I don't want to do on a Sunday night.
But what are you doing that's so important?
Doesn't make any difference.
I bet you're not doing anything. And that's the problem. That's why you can't lose that 25 pounds.
Oh, well, you can, when I come in, you can see if I need to lose 25 pounds, okay?
You told me you need to. Like, I don't need to see. You already told me.
I was just playing with you.
That doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense. You guys charging. So anyway, I'm not going to do it. Do what you want on membership. I don't care.
Are you watching football or something?
I don't know. Is it on tonight?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I need to know what you're doing for my records.
Hey, it's your problem, not mine.
You know, since you're so busy, I don't understand why you're still talking to me. Why don't you just hang up?
Well, I'm trying to give you the courtesy of telling you I'm not interested rather than hanging up on you, because I'm sure other people would.
Yeah, a lot of people have been tonight. I don't understand why. You're definitely the most argumentative one, though.
Well, that's the way the ball bounces. It makes all the others easier.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Thank you for that opportunity.
Sure.
I mean, thank you for helping out.
Okay.
Making them easier.
Okay.
Have a nice night. Enjoy your Sunday.
Hello?
Hello, Soria?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Kevin from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let you know, we have a new manager here. The gym's under new management. The manager's name, I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Frank Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you've heard of him. Yeah, he's the author of the book, How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. And
okay.
he's making us call everyone and let them know that we're going to be charging you for a copy of the book, and you'll get your book when you come in next time. You'll get it. It's a hard copy. It's $29.95.
Oh. No, I'm not interested.
He's making it mandatory. Like, everyone that's a member here has to have a copy of the book.
Well, I don't want a copy of the book. I don't want to pay that price. You can give me the book, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, no, you have to pay for it. It's in your gym contract. He's redone the contract, so you have to buy a copy of the book, and we'll just charge it to your account.
Well, who said that? Make me buy something I don't want to.
Well, it works with your membership, because it shows you how to work out better and how to lose weight and stuff.
No, I don't need that book. Well, let me talk to your manager, because I'm not being forced to buy something I don't want.
No, he's not here today. He's at church. Frank Patterson.
Okay.
He's a very religious man. But if you look him up on Amazon, you'll see the book has really good reviews.
Yeah, I know. I believe you, but I'm not interested in buying or spending that kind of money right now.
It's such a good book, and it's completely worth it. But I mean,
no, I know, I understand, but I'm not in that position to buy a book right now.
Well, there's really no reason to argue. I mean, you have to, because it's mandatory. You have to buy a copy.
No, I can't. I don't receive that. So I'll complain and talk to somebody above you.
Okay. No, look, yeah. I've already charged your account, so you've already paid for it. So it's okay.
I'm not going to pay for. What is your name?
My name is Roy.
What is your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
Gerbel.
A Gerbel?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to pay, like I said, that book. Oh. So who is your manager?
My manager, he's the famous author Frank Patterson, the author of How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way.
Okay, well, I will talk to him tomorrow, and do not charge me for something I didn't request.
Well, no, it's in your contract, and we've already charged you.
I don't see.
Like, if you look on your...
No, I'll let you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Let you talk to my husband.
Oh, that sounds great.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the gym.
Okay. Now, you're saying that you're going to take... that you have already taken money from my wife's... our account?
Yeah, we've already...
Is that what you're saying?
We've already taken it. It's been charged. And the next time she comes in, we're going to give her a copy of the book. It's by our new...
Oh, well, no. Well, we're going to have to decline that. We're going to have to go and call our bank up and tell them to decline that money order or that charge.
Oh, there's...
Because... That was nothing in our contract that said that we had a mandatory. And what gives you the right to go into our account and pull that money out? You have no right. Don't you know that you can get sued for that?
Oh, we cannot. No, Frank Patterson, he's the new manager, and he redid the contracts. It says he can charge for his book. It's mandatory. And that way it'll help
I'm
her.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sorry. No, my wife has no problem losing weight, buddy.
Then why is she in the gym?
So, because she's staying fit, that's why.
Okay, well, this is...
She looks very fit.
Okay.
She looks very good, so she doesn't need a book.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Don't tell me.
But no, the book, it has stuff about staying fit also. He wrote How to Lose Weight in the title because that just sells better, you know?
I don't care. We don't want it. We didn't sign for it.
It's a best-selling book in its category.
I don't care.
Amazon.
I don't care. I don't care. We didn't sign up for that. You have no right going into our account and taking money out of our account.
Well, once you
can get in big trouble for that.
Once you read
the
book.
I can tell you that right now.
Once you read the book, you'll change your mind.
We don't want to read the book. We don't want the book. How many times do I have to tell you this?
It has 4 stars, though, on Amazon.
I don't care if it's got 4 stars on Amazon.
So it's a good book.
It can have 10.5 stars.
Oh, no, it can't, because it only goes up to 5 stars. You must not be a reader.
I don't care.
You
I don't care.
You don't
well,
read
you
a
did
lot.
The wrong thing. I need to know your name.
My name is Stillroy. It hasn't changed in the last 2 minutes.
What is it?
Roy. R-O-Y. It's not a hard name to remember.
What's the last name?
Gerbel. But look, it's already been charged. There's no reason to argue. It's in the contract.
Oh, no. We're going to stop that payment. Trust me.
Well, no. It's already
no
gone
right.
through.
We don't like anybody going in our account.
Well, we have
and you
a
can
right
ask
to.
Any American. You can ask any American. You have no right to go into our bank account and pull money out without asking our permission. How dare you?
No, we have your permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have your. You do not have our permission.
Oh, we definitely.
I'm telling you, you do not have our permission. No, do you understand?
You just need to read the new contract, sir.
No, I'm sorry, man. You guys blew it big time.
What are you talking
about? You guys
blew
it big time.
I didn't blow shit.
You guys blew it big time, and I'm going on Yelp, and I'm going to let everybody know exactly what you guys,
nobody
what
reads
you idiots did.
Nobody reads
those. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop what your stupid robbing of our finances.
You're so dumb.
Who
Come
do
on.
You think you are? What?
You can't do
it. What did you say to me?
What
did you say to me?
I'm trying to tell you, you're dumb.
What did you say to me?
I told you twice now. You're really dumb. You're being dumb. Stop being so dumb.
Oh, wow, dude. You got a lot of nerve, bro.
Well, you're the
you
one
got
that's
a lot of nerve,
throwing
man.
A tantrum.
You got a lot of nerve. You really do. How dare you?
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, how dare you?
I don't see where your problem is.
Take money from my account.
We have permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have permission. You do not have our permission.
The contract says
we do.
You
do not have our permission.
You didn't read the contract all the way through is the problem.
No. You know what, dude?
Look.
How do you spell your last name?
Look, the reason I'm calling is because I want to know if you want to buy a second.
Spell your last name.
Do you want to buy a second copy for like a family member?
Spell your last name.
Or a friend, maybe?
Spell your last name.
G-E-R-B-I-L. I don't know why you're being such a jerk about it. I mean, nobody else is acting like this. You need to take a chill pill. That's what you need.
You know what? Give me your fucking account number, idiot, and let me go and pull out some money out of your account.
Well,
and see how you feel.
You don't. I didn't sign a
how
contract.
How would you feel if I did that to you?
Well, that'd be illegal.
How would you feel if I went into your bank account and pulled out money without your permission?
That'd be illegal.
How dare you talk to me like that, you fucking asshole?
I didn't sign a contract.
You want your ass kicked? We didn't sign no contract for you to pull money out of our account.
Maybe you don't know about...
We didn't do that. And quit talking to me like that before I go over there and do something about it, you idiot.
Like what? What did I say?
What is your problem, Roy, the retarded boy? Who do you
Ouch.
Think you are pulling out money out of our account?
You just crossed the line,
man. Don't you
man.
Think we could stop that, idiot?
Come on.
Don't you think we could stop that, huh?
You're hurting me. Stop, please.
Fuck.
Oh, no. It was kind of hard to understand him there at the end, but he said, fuck this asshole, as he was hanging up the phone. And I tried to call him back, to set things straight, to let him know it was just a prank. Because, you know, I had to see if he would sign the waiver to let me air the prank call. But he refused to pick up. I tried a bunch of times and he would not pick up the phone. So that's it, though. The show is over. This show has been sponsored by the 4-star selling book on Amazon.com called Losing Weight, The Patterson Way by Frank Patterson, self-published author. There will be a link in the show notes to buy your hard copy for $29.95. Or if you go to Frank's gym, you'll just get the book for free, but they'll charge it to your account. Very good book. I highly recommend it. Everyone should own this book. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Darnell, for sponsoring the show alongside Frank Patterson, self-published author. If you enjoy the Snowplow Show, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus, or just share the hell out of the show. Post it on your Facebook, on your Twitter. Be really annoying and beg your friends and family to listen to it. That'd be nice. We're going to end the show with a song by my brand new favorite rapper named D-Frozen. This song's called Aces, We Got 'Em. Be sure to listen to D-Frozen at soundcloud.com/D-Frozen.
Aces, aces, everything aces. Here you go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this, cause we got aces, everything aces. Aces, aces, everything aces. Here you go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this, cause we got aces, everything aces.
Nah, I ain't gonna sleep until this bitch gon' die. I'm on the left wing and this plane won't fly. I walk up in here and you know they scare on me. All the other rappers don't even compare to me. You know me and my crew, we gon' rep so hard. We smack more hoes than the National Guard. Flashes of gold, you see, we underground. Straight hood from 99, we lost, but now we found. We got aces, but that don't even matter. Cause when it comes to rap, the frozen always tops the standards. Killing all these rappers, you'd have bet I was a slasher. I'm in this game now, but you fucked it up, bastards. You know I dunk on these motherfuckers like y'all. No slowdowns, we appear above the ground. He's so loud, the stage is what we tear up now. Mainstream bound, I'm the king that sits in my crown. Aces, aces, everything aces. Here you go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this. Cause we got aces, everything aces. Aces, aces, everything aces. Here you go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this. Cause we got aces, everything aces. I'm extra on it, you motherfuckers not on shit. The fire's on, that the fight is on, quit, don't talk shit. They want ambition, and I give it to them straight up. Versus eat them lyrically, and I'ma chew them plates up. Boy, if you're trying to beat me out, then go get squared up and flare up. Versus a club that got you crying, tear duck. No, I don't need extra, we ace it with the hustle. My homies been a single for the team, I bring at double. Got bars that equal stacks, by that I do mean dollar bills. Rapid fire when I speak these verses, haters popping heels. Time to pay the price for recognition, got me dollar ill. Black Nas be pop prime, top of it's a proper guilt. Aces what we get, regardless what I hate to say. You don't see us shining, well I guess you gotta wait a day. Aces from the earth to the moon, call that crater bait. Other rappers crumble easy, damn they must be made of clay. Aces, aces, everything aces. You go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this. Cause we got aces, everything aces. Aces, aces, everything aces. You go, motherfuckers, you don't gotta say shit. Face it, you don't wanna face this. Cause we got aces, everything aces.
Tomorrow's production, available in today's market. Upgrade your sounds today.
D-Frozen 2014. Yeah. We don't know what aces is, but we know we get it. Ball until the day we die. We got aces, aces, aces. Yeah, you know it, we the best. That's what aces means. It means be the best, be the greatest. Yeah. You see us?
Who's this somebody's production?
This guy wrote a book? And now he's going to force everybody to buy a copy? Oh, that's unbelievable, man. You got to be kidding. Anyway, thanks for the call.
No,
bye.
No, listen. Hey.